Good afternoon, and welcome to Everybody, the podcast which shares stories that highlight people in life that make the world an interesting place, which ultimately ties us all together in unique and wonderful ways. And who am I, you might ask? I would be the head-wrapped socialite, wife, mom, micro-influencer in the fashion and etiquette world. But on this podcast, I will be introducing you to some people who I've had the opportunity to meet along my journey, who have helped enrich me in my life in beautiful ways, and who I hope will do the same in yours.
I do remember looking at your post on Facebook. Could you tell us a little bit about the magic that you were doing? Because that was super fun.
Well, I could watch it all day. Yeah, and that seems so many years ago. One of my job descriptions is to go to the classrooms and talk about our program, talk about what we do in the school lunch program. And the first time I went in as a chef with the elementary students, they were not engaged at all. They was just looking and yawning, and they didn't want to hear about food at all.
Right.
So I remember saying to myself, how can I engage these students? And I remember I used to do magic as a child. I was probably the only Black child in the projects who was doing magic. And at that time, I remember saying to myself, I have to take all of my talents.
Yes.
Combine them and use them. And so with magic being so close to food service, you're going to say, okay, what you mean is so close to food service? Well, they always making apples appear. They also, you know, use rabbits. You know, well, rabbit is a, and so they use eggs. They make eggs. And I said, well, there's close proximity. You know, if I make some apples appear or something like that, that's going to wow them. And then I could talk about vegetables. I have their attention. But to an elementary child, I had their attention. And then I was able to impart wisdom and knowledge of that food product.
For sure.
And that tickles me that you would bring that up. Because during that time, this was pre-COVID. And I had a blast. I did not know it was going to take off like that. And I had a blast. I was known as the magic chef at that time. And then, of course, COVID came. And kind of shook up everything. And it was fun. The students still see me today and they say, well, you know, do a magic trick. So I know I engaged them and so that was fun.
Right. You made it memorable. You know?
I made it. Yes, ma'am. Exactly. Yes.